President Donald Trump has already signed several executive actions to start what the White House calls a historic crackdown on immigration, one he says will include mass deportations. Border czar Tom Homan told CNN today that those deportation actions are underway, focusing on migrants who are considered a public safety threat. But he warned that all migrants without legal status could also be arrested and deported, especially those living in sanctuary jurisdictions. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports from Chicago, a sanctuary city now in the spotlight.
It is bitter cold today, even by Chicago standards. In a Latino neighborhood called Little Village, bundled up residents waddle past the bright Mexican murals in a hurry. At a restaurant on the main avenue, footage of President Donald Trump taking office is blasting on the TV. Every time someone opens the door, a waitress named Caridad looks up and braces.
Yo tengo miedo.
I get nervous, she says, that immigration agents are coming. We've been asked not to give the name of the restaurant, which employs a number of workers without legal status. And Caridad doesn't want her last name used because she says she's one of them. She's originally from Mexico. She's 64. She's been in the U.S. for more than 3 decades, almost all of that time working here at this restaurant. In the last few weeks, I get home from work and I thank God I made it. It's more than fear, it's panic, she says. The potential immigration raids have prompted many people to stay home, especially here in Little Village, or La Viguita, as the immigrants who live here call one of Chicago's major economic engines.
It is one of the largest commercial corridors here in the city and the biggest Mexican community here in the Midwest. We have over 1,000 businesses, over 100 restaurants.
That's Jennifer Aguilar, director of the Little Village Chamber of Commerce. Her office looks over a main street lined with sparkling quinceañera shops, family-owned restaurants, and botanica stores selling candles and saints.
This corridor is always busy with activity, and right now it seems almost like a ghost town.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson told NPR today that the city will stand by its sanctuary policies, which prohibit police from cooperating with federal deportation actions.
We are firm in that our police department will not intervene or participate in any way.
Advocates have been teaching Know Your Rights workshops for months in preparation. Jorge Mujica is with the nonprofit group Arise Chicago.
You have to be prepared. You have to have the famous red card.
He's talking about the bright red cards advocates have been giving to immigrants. They contain a sort of script in case they are apprehended by a federal immigration agent. They read,
I am giving you this card because I don't want to speak with you or have any further contact. I choose to exercise my constitutional right to remain silent.
Back at the restaurant in Little Village, Laura, the owner, says she considered closing down for a bit to protect her workers. She asks that we use only her first name because she fears a raid on her restaurant. Also, in the last few days, her business has dropped off by at least 30%.
It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly either. We know it's coming, whether it takes a week, 2 weeks, and we let our guards down a little bit. But we know it's coming.
But she decided against it. She says staying open is kind of their line in the sand.
No shame. No shame of being an immigrant. No shame. People want to put shame upon us, and it's not what we are, and it's not who we are. This is what makes America great, the immigrants.
By lunch, some customers trickle in, and every time that door opens, Caridad looks alarmed. The younger staff, they could run, but she says she's too old for that. And besides, she's been told by activists not to run.
No voy a correr, porque es peor para mí.
It's worse if you run, she says. I'm not a criminal. I'm not going to run. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Chicago.